Sam, got a question to start us off. This one is from Annie.
Is the sugar in fruit any healthier for you than the sugar found in things like donuts and cake?
So what do you think?
Well, the answer to that is no, simply. And in fact, actually, some of the sugars that are commonly found in fruit might actually be worse for us than those found in donuts. In particular, a sugar called fructose, which its name comes in part from fruit. And so whereas donuts will be made in the UK with our classic Tate and Lyle white granulated sucrose, fruit will contain a sugar called fructose, and this fructose has been shown in particular to be very harmful to our livers. Now, it does have some advantages, which is maybe why it's not quite so bad for us unless we take huge quantities, which is that it's sweeter than things like sucrose and glucose, so you maybe need less of it. Although that would appear to suggest donuts might be healthier than fruit, the truth is very different, because whilst a donut might have slightly healthier sugar, it does have vastly more of it. A normal-sized apple has about 19 grams of sugar, a donut has 48, but also the donut contains piles of fat. So one normal-sized apple has maybe 95 calories. A donut would have about 800 if it's the same size, so you would need to eat, well, 8 apples to get about the same amount of calories.
Liliana, fructose.
And it's so nice that you said that. Yes. But it's very nice that you mentioned apples, because there is one myth I want to enhance, because I've just learned that you should really eat an apple a day to keep the doctor away, because the apple peel contains a compound which is called quercetin. And it has been found out that this quercetin, if you give it to aged mice, they can actually become younger. Their cells become younger.
Is it antioxidant or something?
Well, it's antioxidants, but it's also something called antisenolytic, which means that it removes senescent cells, which are a normal product of aging. They're also called zombie cells, funnily, because they have enhanced metabolism, but they don't divide. And this quercetin from apples seems to be kind of removing these senescent cells and allowing normal, healthy cells to grow better.
So we should be saying an apple a day keeps dementia at bay rather than
a
doctor away.
As well, yes.
But going back to your point, Sam, about the fact that there is a lot of sugar in fruit, why is fruit beneficial then? Because if you look at all of the data that we're being fed, excuse the pun, on a regular basis, we're being told eat your 5 a day, and that includes a healthy portion of fruit. So why is that good?
Obviously, as part of the advice on eating 5 a day, there is a focus on eating a lot of vegetables as well in there, and trying to not have too much fruit as your component of your 5 a day. For example, only one helping is suggested to be fruit juice. And again, that's because of the sugar, which you're trying to limit. But what fruit does have lots of great things in it are things like vitamins and minerals. And if you're going to eat something sweet, because we all have to have some enjoyment in our lives, we can't just all eat things that we think are boring and savory. If you want something sweet, it's not about the fruit is necessarily good, it's the fruit is sweet, which is nice for you, and it's not as bad as a donut.
Tim looks relieved. He's allowed the odd treat. You look terribly pleased when he said initially, oh, there's loads and loads of sugar in the donut and the fruit, and the fruit isn't actually much better than the donut. And you went, excellent, I saw your face. And then when he said, well, actually, it's not that good, you look really upset.
Well, the thing is, donuts are amazing. And whilst you were talking, I was just wondering, why can't we make something that has all the benefits of fruit but tastes as delicious as a donut?